From morning vibes to late night praise, NPC Radio's got you covered all day. We play the hits, share the word, bring the laughs, and lift your faith. Whether it's Saved, Rhythm and Love, The Update, or Covenant Walk, there's always something fresh, fun, and full of Jesus. Tune in now at npcproductions.com/shows, NPC Radio, where faith meets the beat.
Sick of recycled content? Same beats, same talk. Nothing new? Make the switch to NPC Radio, where gospel meets creativity, where stories change lives, where faith has a voice. Real music, real people, real impact. Don't just listen, experience it. Find your sound at npcproductions.com/shows.
Don't miss Testimony Time, where real people share what the Lord has done. We are Power of Faith.
Thank you for listening to NPC Radio. The next program is coming up, and you should not miss it for anything. Shalom.
Oh yes, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning into NPC Online Church, NPC Radio. We love you so much. Today is another nice day, another wonderful day. It's the 15th of July, 2025. We have the youngsters back in the building, and this is the second boss level quiz. Yeah, the show is called Rap or Radio Assessment Program, and here we do quizzes, then off air we do tests and so on and so forth to improve our academics as a group. Yeah, as radio people. So now I'm going to start with Ethan. Ethan is going to give us an opening prayer, and then we do a short introduction of everyone. Then we start the quiz right away. Ethan, take it away.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. I thank you for everyone who's here. I pray that you shall answer the questions you have today correctly, and we shall all work hard. Yes, Lord, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Ethan, for that nice prayer. So today it's boss level, I don't know if you guys will pass this one, and the order is going to start from this side. This way is where we're going to start from. Today's session is going to be a logic special. Yeah, it's a logic special. Then tomorrow we shall delve into physics, chemistry, and so on and so forth. Yeah, I don't want to stress your heads. You guys have done physics today, right?
Yes.
Yeah, now let me first let you chill that physics off. Then tomorrow, when you've not done physics, we shall go to physics. Yeah, today is logic time. And we are starting from Conrad. You guys know the rules, right?
Yeah.
When the first question goes, it goes to him. If he fails to answer it in 5 seconds, anyone can take it. If two people answer it wrong, it is an invalid question, yeah? All right, now, I'm guessing you guys are ready. Okay, number one goes to you, Conrad. A truck driver is going down a one-way street the wrong way. He passes 3 traffic officers, but none of them stops him. Why?
I think he was over speeding.
He was over speeding, that's wrong. Oh, what? You have a chance.
He was driving safely.
No, he was not driving. He was going the wrong way. That is an invalid question. We cannot answer it anymore. But he was going down a one-way street. Okay? Okay?
Yes.
He is a truck driver, but he was not driving. The question says he was going, so he was walking down the one-way street. He left his truck. I know, right? If he was in the wrong, we were going to say he was driving down a one-way street. You understand? But we said he was going down a one-way street.
Yeah.
You got it, eh? All right, now that's question number one. Conrad lost the first 5 points there, and he has a minus. If he, Conrad, you have a chance. He's taking his question right now, but if you know the answer and he has failed it, jump onto the question and take your 5 marks back, okay? All right. This is interesting. So now we'll go to question two, eh? You ready for question two?
Yes.
Are you ready for question two?
Yes.
Question two goes to you, Kelvin. You ready? You're listening good, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, the question is, the more you take away from me, eh, the bigger I become. What am I?
Problem.
Nah, it's wrong. Someone snapped there. Yeah? What do you have?
I think it's good.
The more you take from me, the bigger I become. Those are two wrongs. It should be invalid, but let me give you guys one chance to take those 5 points. Yeah?
The past.
Nah. The answer is a hole. When you're digging a hole, it becomes bigger as you take soil from it.
Question number two.
I love logic. And now, we have two people who have lost their points. You guys, before we go to the third question, Ethan, you're the one who's next. Are you ready to take the points away over?
I'm not sure.
Now you're not sure.
Two people have
messed up already.
Yes.
So you're not sure if you're also going to mess up or not.
Yes.
What does your instinct tell you? What do you think you're going to do? Do you think you're going to pass the next question? Because you've been like champ for 3 times so far.
It's a 50-50.
It's a 50-50, eh? Okay, let's see how you handle this question. Question three goes to you, Ethan. Miego. Someone behind you is ready to snap and take it away from you. But anyways, let's go for the third question. You're hearing it?
Yes.
It goes, what comes once in a minute, twice in a moment, but never in 1,000 years? It comes once in a minute, twice in a moment, but never in 1,000 years.
I think it's a minute.
Nah, it's wrong. You have a chance?
A chance?
Nah. One more chance, because I know this is very complicated. I might have to give you guys a chance to do it. Please, try. It comes once in a minute, twice in a moment, but never in 1,000 years.
Feelings.
Nah.
Money.
Wrong. This is the kind of question I'm supposed to be asking now from tomorrow. Eh? I'm going to be giving you guys these kinds of questions because I've seen that the champion is downing. The champion has no answers. So the right answer is M. It is once in the word moment, and it is twice. It is twice in the word moment, and it is once in the word minute.
1,000 years.
M. Just one letter.
Years.
And in 1,000 years, it's not there. In 1,000 years, it's not there. So Ethan also lost the 5 points. We are going to you, Benjamin. Are you ready, Benjamin? Ethan is ready,
yes,
to take your points also. Are you ready?
Yes.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay, now we're going for logic question number four. If you have me,
yes,
you want to share me. If you share me, you no longer have me. What am I?
God.
Nah. Someone snapped.
Life.
Nah. Someone snapped.
Repeat.
If you have me, you want to share me. Do you want to share life if you have it? If you share me, you no longer have me. What am I?
Me.
Nah.
Love.
Nah.
Feelings.
Nah. Yeah, I love logic. Should I give you guys the answer and we solve the issue?
Yes.
Okay, Benjamin, also dash, no 5 points. The answer is a secret. Mm-hmm. When you have a secret, you badly want to give it out. Badly. And once you give it out, it's no longer a secret because you've told them. Mm. You get it?
Yeah.
So these guys are getting mad now. Yeah. So for the record, we are halfway in our roster. That means 4 people have answered questions and none of them has a single point.
The remaining half is going to get.
Once we go through this whole round, we're already halfway, no one has a point. Once we go through this whole round and no one has a point, I'm going to give you guys a question that I would assume is very simple. I'm going to pick it from mathematics. Okay? And then you'll have a chance to have just 5 points to be the winner of today.
Because
no one has. Let me see if you guys go on and actually get something out. And you are next. Let's see how you do. You save your buddies. Save all of them. Get 5 points like this. You save these guys. Okay, you're listening to the question?
Yeah.
You're listening good?
Yes.
And the question is, a girl has many brothers and sisters, but each brother has only half as many brothers as sisters. How many siblings are there?
Pardon?
A girl has many brothers and sisters. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
But each brother has only half as many brothers as sisters. How many siblings are there?
Three.
Nah. They can't be three. Because each brother has only half as many brothers or sisters. Uh-huh.
Two.
Nah.
I'm seeing the brothers are two and the sisters are three.
Nah, they're not.
Are you
good? Nah, they're not.
Four.
You try?
Four.
Nah.
Yeah,
invalid.
Mm.
Invalid. A girl has. Let us count together. Hmm? This girl has as many brothers as sisters. That means the brothers. If say the brothers are three, she has the same number of sisters. You get? She has three brothers and three sisters. She's a girl, for God's sake. What is 4 plus 3?
7.
That was the answer. I love this quiz. I told you guys it's going to be boss level today. Are you ready?
No.
Raja, are you ready?
Yes. No.
Today is boss level. If you pass one question, you will be a real boss. A real boss.
No, don't take the bossness for yourself.
You no longer want it.
So Elijah is going next right now. Are you ready for your question, Elijah?
Yes.
You ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
If 5 machines take 5 minutes to make 5 items, how long would 100 machines, not 1,000, that's too much for you. How long would 100 machines take to make 100 items? First, let him answer. You don't know?
Yes.
He has given up. I've not yet gone to Jaylin. Jaylin has the last question. Who snapped first? He came first. Kelvin, you have the chance?
100 minutes.
Nah.
1 minute.
Nah.
5 minutes.
5 minutes is correct. So he's the champion. Mark has redeemed his 5 points.
You take them for yourself.
Don't be mad. Now, Jaylin, you are answering the next question. If you get these 5 points, you make it a tie and you have the chance to make the competition longer. Yeah, of course. If they're tying, we add them another question. So, Jaylin, you better pass this one. because it is very simple. This one is very easy because it's the last question, eh? And you guys have the chance to also snap.
Didn't I have the chance?
Mark Chualia, you answered first.
No, his own question.
His own question.
Yeah, he has not answered his own, eh?
Yes.
Okay. But he answered.
No,
that was Elijah's.
It was made.
It was Elijah's, eh? Okay, so he even has a question in hand. That is very good. That is very good. So, Jaylin, get ready. Jaylin, get ready. Which one of the two is heavier? A kilo of steel or a kilo of cotton? Jaylin?
Kilo of steel.
No.
It was
It's obvious.
Yes.
It's very obvious. So we made it invalid, but Jaylin still failed. Eh? Okay, now Mark's question. Eh? The situation Mark has right now is that if he takes his question that he has right now, he's automatically champion because he already has 5 points.
Okay?
If he takes this one, he wins. Eh?
Even though he fails it.
Even though he fails. When he fails, I'll give you guys one more chance to tie.
One more.
Because he has only 5 points. Eh? That's tieable. 10 points is not tieable in one round. Eh? Yeah, that's why I'm going to give you guys one more chance. Eh?
What if we fail that one? And again, another one more chance.
What if you fail again?
That one more chance. Yeah.
That one more chance. You become champion.
I'll ask you my own question.
I'll ask you your own.
Yes, if he reaches his question, then he's the champion, the real champion. But if he fails his question, then he's not champion.
No one passes my question now.
Come eh? On, Mark. This spring, what happened to me yesterday does not happen to you.
You failed it.
Hey, so you guys are ready. Okay, the question is, you're ready, Mark?
Yes.
You're ready? Before Mount Everest was discovered, what was the tallest mountain on Earth? Before Mount Everest was discovered, what was the tallest mountain on Earth?
It was still Mount Everest because it was not yet discovered.
And Ethan has equaled you, so now you have time. The answer is Everest.
You have transcript.
You snapped before he answered, and when he answered, you stayed down. You needed to stay up snapping, so Ethan has equaled. Now this next round is between Ethan and Mark. They are going to fight.
Let me ask you my question.
There is no use for adding you guys another whole round.
I want to ask him a question.
You know the answer to that question?
Yes.
Yes. Very good.
So the tiebreaker is going to be asked by Kelvin.
Yeah.
I've given you the chance.
I won't ask a sensible one.
No. If you feel like asking him.
No. The question goes. Which word has 4 letters?
Mm-hmm.
Never 5.
Mm-hmm.
And every time 9.
Pass the question again.
Which word has 4 letters?
The word has 4 letters.
Never 5.
They are never 5.
Every time 9.
Every time 9.
Yes.
the question is for those two. If they are taking too long to answer. This is not a calculation. This is logical.
Even have another one.
It has 4 letters. They are never 5.
But they are ever. Every time they are 9.
Oh my God, I really know.
The letters are 9.
I think the answer is 9.
Wrong.
I have a question.
No, first try this one. You also try.
You try yours.
What's your answer?
What's your answer?
My answer is... Wait.
I think you've given up, you just don't want to say it yet.
The answer is...
The answer is... What is the answer?
Word, never, every time.
What?
The word has four letters.
Mm-hmm.
Never, five.
Mm.
Every time, nine.
Every time has nine. That question has no base.
It is nine and it's the number nine.
The answer was nine.
The answer is nine.
Because nine has four letters.
And it is
never five letters.
And it's ever nine.
And it's ever nine. Because if you're reading it, it's nine.
Yeah,
you, this I took it. He switched the question up in the middle and switched the answer. When you got the answer as nine, he got mad. But anyway, okay, let's say that one didn't count. Let's say that one didn't count. You have a chance to ask them? Okay,
yes.
You can ask.
First, wait.
They ask Ethan, listen to this question because it's going to either make you or break you right now. Huh?
One faint summer.
One?
One faint summer.
Fine.
One faint. One summer.
One good summer, one fine summer.
Okay.
Two fathers and two sons went fishing. After fishing, they all came back rejoicing that they had caught a fish. Yet there were three fish. No fish got lost. How comes? How is it so?
Two fathers, two sons, all got fish.
They all came back rejoicing that they had got one fish. The fish were
all
three.
All of them had one.
The fish were three. No fish got lost. How is it so? Okay.
Three.
Two fathers and two sons went fishing. They all came after fishing, they all came back rejoicing that they had caught one fish. The fish were three. The fish were three. No fish got lost. How is it so?
Two fathers, two sons. So this one was a father to this one, then the son to this one also gave.
The fish didn't come with a son.
Explain.
I'm trying to understand your explanation. I'm just getting more confused.
Explain. You can use illustrations.
You can use two fathers. You point at these guys.
Yeah, you mm-hmm. point at these guys. Use like say, people. This one is the first son. This one is the father. This one is the son. This one caught one fish. This one another one like that.
So let me say. This one is the father to this one.
Mm-hmm.
So, then this one
mm-hmm.
is a what? A father also.
Oh, why they ask the question again for you?
So even this one is the father to this one. So they are two what? Two sons, this one and the other one. So mm-hmm. if each of them they went to fishing, then everyone they came and celebrated.
Then the two fathers.
Yes, all of them got one fish.
There are four.
After
two
they came
fathers,
back
two sons.
None fell down, none was stolen.
So this son is a father to the son. Then so this one is a father to the son. Then this one.
But even the question so this one is over
sign.
How?
So this one is a sign.
But now you guys, I'm done giving you guys chances.
Yeah, it's correct. There are two fathers, two sons. This one produced this one, and this one produced this one. So this one is a son.
Not this one a father to this one.
This one is a father to this one. And also this one is a father to this one.
So
then this one is a son to this one, and also... This
you
one
have just
sent
phrased
to
the other question. Yeah.
So they are?
Because this one is the father to this one.
Okay, let me have Jaylin, because now they have balanced again. You passed his question, and he passed
now
his question as well. Now Jaylin, break the tie. bring a very bring a very nice question. Uh-huh.
Logic.
There are three cubes. One has a lion that has lived for 3,000 years. One has fire. And then another one has rebels. But if you enter there, they just kill you. And it's night, you are looking for somewhere to live.
Where do you go?
The cave with fire.
Wrong.
It's not your question.
What's your answer?
The cave with a lion.
Yeah, it's correct.
So we have a winner, eh? This guy has forgotten to enter the dead lion's cave because he heard the word lion. He was like, eh, let me enter fire instead.
How do you think a lion can
live for? Thank you guys so much for listening to MPC Online Church on MPC Radio. That was a very interesting quiz, and we are going to be back tomorrow for another one. It's going to be better. And it's going to be more interesting. Today was a record-breaking quiz because we made it to halfway without anyone getting a single point. And the people who got points, they only managed to scoop the points from other people's questions. They didn't pass their own.
You give them your last one.
I give them one last one.
Yes, your own.
It's only the middle to get.
Not touch on
these
your
ones. These
to
ones.
To ask your
yes, you can give them. Give
these
them.
Ones. Mark.
Yes, we have already lost. We know.
For you, okay.
We are all
lose also like
okay, let me give them a
Mark hasn't.
Actually, I'm going to give them.
If he wins, I add.
Now we have tied again, eh?
Yes.
So we're on the same level. This is what we are going to do. You're going to have a question, and he is going to have a question.
Allah.
When you fail your question, he can answer it.
Yeah.
If he passes it, he takes those five. Now, after that, we shall go to him, ask him his question.
If he fails
and you answer it, you tie again, eh?
Again, you get another question.
until these are like penalties now, eh? Until one of you fails totally and the other stays ahead, eh? Now we are back to 5-5, okay? We are on 5-5. Now we are crossing through. We are going. You ask me a question. What do you want to ask me?
I don't have a question to ask.
What did you want to
I
say?
I can help you to ask
one. I was asking if you
want to ask
me. I start, eh? You can't wait already. You can't wait.
It's
okay.
I can ask him one question.
Okay.
I give you a question to ask him.
Okay, now this one is for you, Ethan. Ethan, this one is yours, eh? And Mark is ready to eat it. I'm seeing him is so prepared. He has even come closer.
Even
shivering. Okay, the question is coming now. Listen, if you throw a red stone into the blue sea, what will it become? You have 5 seconds now.
It will become
3. Two.
It will become yellow.
One. Wrong answer.
It will stay the same.
Wrong answer as
it will
well.
Turn
it will become purple. Salty.
Nah.
Purple.
It will just get wet.
To just get wet. I wanted to tell you, but you used to hear me. Also.
Okay, let's go to the next one, eh? Let's go to the next one, eh? Let's go to the next one. I hope this one is yours now, eh? If you eat this one, you take his 5 points.
You're the boss.
Game close, you be the boss, okay?
But if now the listen, boss knows, eh? We are going for another question. Tonight.
Until I ask them again.
Mm-hmm. This one is also here. A man stands on one side of a river. Eh? He wants to cross, but there is no bridge or boat. Yet he still gets across. How does he?
Pardon?
A man stands on one side of the river. He wants to cross, but there is no bridge or boat. Yet he crosses anyhow. How does he do it?
Swims.
Nah.
But if they are fish?
Doesn't swim.
Shark.
Because on a river, even if you're a good swimmer, if it's a running river,
the water will take you.
The water will take you. That's why you need a bridge. Can you cross River Nile swimming? You can swim and cross it there at Chira Dam.
I help them.
Even if you peep, you're not even part of it. Instead of
them.
Concentrating, you beat a quiz by yourself. You're here.
I help them. I help them.
You don't have to.
Okay, we're waiting. Hurry up and
you failed, eh? Okay. Still, you're all on 5-5. So let me give you one more question. The answer to that was...
Let me first try.
Okay, you try.
You didn't tell us the size of the river.
I don't need to tell you the size of the river.
Jump to the river.
Rivers are not difficult to cross. Rivers are not difficult to cross because of their size. They are difficult to cross because of the strength of the water that is in the river.
So that is why you
need a bridge. So he crossed because the river was frozen. He just walked on top of it like this.
Oh, you didn't tell us that.
Rivers get frozen in winter. You didn't know that?
You didn't tell us that. You didn't tell us winter.
I didn't have to. There was no bridge. He crossed.
Logic.
You think. You don't have to think too much, eh? No magic. You don't need magic to know that.
No bridge, no boat.
No bridge, no boat, but he crossed. Think. Okay?
It was frozen.
Okay? It was just frozen. Okay, now you have one more question, eh?
Keep quiet and hear.
To each.
To each. First to you, Ethan. A man shaved several times a day, but still had a beard. Who is he? A man. Okay, let me do it like this. This man shaves several times a day, but still has a beard. Who is he?
He's a man who works in a saloon. He's a barber.
This guy's closed the poll now. This is the end. Ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the very end, and Ethan has won that round with that one logical question he won.
But his question.
Should I go to his and you first listen? We see if you can tie. Eh?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I like the competition. You listen. A house has four walls. All the walls face south. Okay? All the walls are facing south. Okay? A bear walks by the house. What color is that bear? A man has a house with four walls. All the walls are facing south. A bear walks by the house. What color is that bear? White is the correct answer. But you guys have been whispering answers.
Yes,
stopped you guys from whispering answers.
No, we never whispered.
He never whispered.
I was eager.
He was even looking now, down.
But I remembered that it's only this one.
He was even looking down.
He was
okay, let us take it that he has passed. Eh? But now I'm going to give you another one.
Until night.
I want to. It's not going to go up tonight, I promise you, because I know that they are going to fail this one next. Both of them. Eh?
Yeah.
They are going to fail.
If you both fail, we'll repeat tomorrow, but one.
This one goes to Ethan. Ethan, listen very well. Eh? What can you catch, but you cannot throw? What can you catch, but you cannot throw?
A dream.
A what? You ever caught one?
You're a dream trapper. No.
You ever caught a dream?
Dream catcher.
I don't mean it like in that way. Like, everyone's having a dream they are chasing.
Nah.
A disease.
Nah. Disease is close. It's close. Because if you catch a cold, you cannot throw it away. You've caught it. It's a cold. So it's not just any disease, it's flu, that cold. A cold. When you catch a cold, you can't throw it away. So should we take it that Mark has won. Don't want his son to be the champion again.
Okay.
Let me give Mark his question. And as it we close the round.
But Mark,
that one was this one's question.
But you have still won.
But what if he fails and he passes it?
You can't win
until tomorrow, but
he won't.
Why you guys are getting
it? Okay. Now we are going to your question.
Yeah.
And I hope you pass it.
Amen.
And we continue. I hope you pass his question and we continue.
Which side are you on?
I'm on the side that wants a long quiz.
My side.
I'm on the side that wants a long quiz. So me, I don't mind the quiz being long.
Yeah.
Now we are going to the next question. It's for you, Mark. Are you listening? What belongs to you, but other people use it more than you do? What belongs to you, but other people use it more than you do?
What belongs to you, but other people?
If you have, your time is going, because guy is about to answer you. You're taking too long. Should I give him the chance?
The name.
Yeah, he has equaled now.
Yes! No, he's forever. And I even called you Chibaria.
When they hadn't even gave you this.
Your
question.
Name is yours, but you don't call yourself more than the people out there call
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I call myself more than me. I call Elijah every day and it's my name.
Are you calling him? Are you calling yourself when you're calling Elijah?
Oh no. But I'm still calling my
You're
name.
Not calling yourself, you're calling him. That's why you pointed at him.
Logic.
Logic.
Even the other one of mine was logic. Because it's my name.
Now we are going to one last one. I hope it's the last one. Because if the one meant for it also fails, we shall still go ahead. Me have no problem.
Yes. Until then we sleep.
Okay, now next question. This one is what is called the tiebreaker, because now you're back on fives all of you. It goes, I speak without a mouth and hear without ears. I speak without a mouth and hear without ears. I have no body, but I come alive with wind. What am I? I speak without a mouth and I hear without ears. I have no body, but I come alive with wind. What am I? You go out. We continue. I speak without a mouth and hear without ears. I have no body, but I come alive with wind. What am I?
Spirit.
Last chance.
I think wind.
Nah.
I think echoes.
Those are echoes. You see? You're all the way deep down in your tie, but he's still taking your points. Now, you have one. The next question, if you pass, we close it.
And what if it does not end?
We continue until next week.
We can keep going. We can keep going. We pause it. Tomorrow we continue because no one is winning. It has refused to end. Mm-hmm. And I like it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, who are listening to MPC on the chat, thank you so much for tuning in, and we are going for the very final question. I hope these guys pass this one.
No, don't.
Are you listening to the question?
We listen.
Okay, listen. I have keys but no locks, space but no room. You can enter but you can't go outside. What am I?
Brave.
What?
He said grave.
Nah. Does a grave have keys?
You open. Just open like
But it has to be having keys as well, whatever it is that you open.
But there are some which they make these locks.
It has no keys. It's a lock. This one says, I have keys but no locks. You have said the one you are talking about has locks.
They can make a key for it.
It's in the question. It is in the question. Even if they make a key, eh, it will satisfy okay. that it has a key. But ratio. For it, it has no lock.
What about prison?
Nah.
Donkey?
Yes, it has keys.
Nah. A river. You guys are failed.
I know what. A river. Keyboard.
Yeah, he has passed it. It's this keyboard. It has space. Keys. It has space. These are all keys.
Yes.
It has no lock. This is the enter key. It has no outside key.
You didn't get it?
The answer was
right
in front of you. It was right there. Right there. Right there. So now, we are going to keep going, but I think this one, you're going to take it. Now, let me give you guys a chance to win this question and we go away.
But you give us a chance to also get marks.
Let me give you the chance to beat this one question.
Continue tomorrow.
No, we are still here.
Let's continue.
Today, we have to get a champion today. Okay, listen to this last one. Eh? Listen. What has hands but can't clap? It has hands, but it can't clap.
Mm.
What?
Mm.
Which animal has hands?
Because a monkey has hands, but it can clap.
It claps. Which animal has hands, but... You try.
A key holder.
Nah.
A crab.
Nah.
It has hands.
It's a cloak. A cloak has the minute hand and the hour hand. But they don't clap, they just hands.
Yeah, I thought you guys were going to pass this one.
But with the interest of time, people need to go and bathe, people need to go and clean up. But you need to pull up your socks. You failed almost all the questions in this round today.
And the ones who lost,
I love boss level because the end, the last questions are now easier for the people who failed to pass the first one.
You should have gone first.
Okay, so now let me give you guys one last chance. One last chance, okay?
Yes.
One last chance. And we see, we see where this goes. Two fathers. I don't want to take you back there. Let me take you here. Which side should I take you? There's another nice question I've seen. Let's see if it's down here. No, I've seen it. Imagine you are in a room that is starting to fill with water. No windows, no doors. How do you get out?
I would stop imagining.
Yeah.
I knew it.
He has closed. Thank you guys so much for listening to MPC Online Church, MPC Radio. That has been a long journey. It has been a very long journey. But again, we have a champion who has again come out to be the same champion who has always...
By mistake. You give Chibaria his question.
By mistake.
You give Chibaria his question.
Yes.
Today we are not going back to Chibaria's
question.
Yes, give him the champion of the
Mark, host. You want a question?
Yeah.
You want one? You sure? Okay, let me give you one benefit of doubt question.
But I don't know.
What disappears as soon as you say its name? Crickets. You know what crickets are?
Yeah.
You know these wee things that...
Oh, at night.
At night. They're the ones I'm hearing right now because I'm not getting an answer. I'm actually going to get for you guys that car effect, eh? So that every time I ask a question and someone is not answering, I play it.
You just record them at night.
I'm waiting. What disappears as soon as you say its name? Now, surprisingly, there is even no one else who wants to answer that question.
I think it's that very one disappear.
It doesn't disappear when you say its name.
What?
When do you keep on blowing?
What?
A compass.
What?
Time.
Huh?
Time.
Nah.
Yeah, time will keep on moving now. Eh?
Nah. Now, that question is invalid.
Light.
But if there is silence in this room.
Oh, wow. No, no.
And you speak, it disappears. So the answer was silence. Let me give you another question. Okay, just one more. Benefit of doubt, eh?
Yes.
So that you win, eh? I want you to win, eh?
Yes,
so
to continue. Yes.
Before I continue, what board games do you guys play here?
Chess
and what?
Draft and Monopoly.
Chess and Draft.
Yeah, Monopoly, Snakes and Ladders.
Oh, even Snakes and Ladders, and even Ludo. Monopoly. How many
Monopoly.
Games?
Monopoly.
Chess. Uh-huh.
Okay, now the question comes. A man pushed his car to a hotel and lost his fortune. What happened?
And lost his what?
Fortunes. Everything he had, he lost it. What happened?
Money.
What? A man pushed his car to a hotel and lost his fortune. What happened? Nobody? Oh, Mark has failed to answer that question. But he snapped first. I heard him snap first.
Okay.
Let him take it again so that you just lose all the hope. Eh?
He won't.
Try.
I think that the man was in the car and he died and
he was also...
I think the man is car.
Jalen?
I think it was like chess. He's pushed it and then he eats it from his
front. It wasn't like,
He lost food because he knocked the hotel.
I think all his fortunes were in the car he pushed.
Nah.
He became bankrupt.
Nah.
It was in the game.
But you don't get a second chance. You already failed in the first one.
Elijah, try.
Okay, now, since it's the last question of the game and you have all failed to answer it, and you have been speaking the answer just now, the guy was playing Monopoly. That's why he lost everything he had moment he pushed his car into the hotel. He was playing Monopoly. You were on the answer, running like this. After you went away. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening to MPC Online Church, and thank you guys so much for participating in this boss level quiz. Tomorrow is boss level 3. Today was boss level 2. Boss level 1 came yesterday when you guys had left like this. I had some day scholars who came around and played boss level 1. Now, boss level 2 was here for you today, and we've seen the results. Boss level 3 is tomorrow, yeah?
Yes,
yeah, I'll be waiting for you guys to come and attend, and I'll be waiting.
Let's stop as
eagerly. Now, I'm going to request Kelvin pray for us as we close.
Okay.
And then get going.
Let's humble ourselves. Lord, Father, thank you for the step you've given us. Thank you for enabling us to come here and revise Almighty God. As we are getting out of here, protect us as we are going to our respective places and do our things. Protect Uncle Isaac as he's going where he's going. Yes, no, great. Amen.
Amen. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and thank you. Ethan has something to say before we go.
Uncle Isaac, I forgot one thing.
Who won? You won. You want to hear it again?
He just wants to make us
cheer.
You want to make us a night, eh?
He wants to make us annoyed.
No, he doesn't want to make you annoyed. He wants to be sure if he's the one who won. It's not
which
a bad
sure?
thing.
Which sure? You had already told
you. Already told you.
He just wants to make us annoyed.
Sure. Anyway, thank you guys so much for attending the quiz. And the listeners out there, we are going to keep on bringing you this nice, nice stuff. So don't go away from MPC Online Church. We love you so much. We are
Power
of Faith. Bye-bye.
Bye.
From morning vibes to late night praise, NPC Radio's got you covered all day. We play the hits, share the word, bring the laughs, and lift your faith. Whether it's Saved, Rhythm and Love, The Update, or Covenant Walk, there's always something fresh, fun, and full of Jesus. Tune in now at npcproductions.com/shows, NPC Radio, where faith meets the beat.
Sick of recycled content? Same beats, same talk. Nothing new? Make the switch to NPC Radio, where gospel meets creativity, where stories change lives, where faith has a voice. Real music, real people, real impact. Don't just listen, experience it. Find your sound at npcproductions.com/shows.
Don't miss Testimony Time, where real people share what the Lord has done. We are Power of Faith.
Thank you for listening to NPC Radio. The next program is coming up, and you should not miss it for anything. Shalom.